Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM. This is LA's Afternoon News
on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The people you know.
The voices you trust.
Yeah, I'm Rob Archer.
And I'm Karen Adams. A man accused of attacking vehicles on local freeways in the last 2 weeks has been arrested by the CHP. RP Demetrio reports the man, Nathaniel Radamack, has a long criminal record.
At a minimum, Radamack is tied into a January 11th double assault on two vehicles on the Glendale Freeway. And the video of that dual attack is what sent tips into the CHP and other agencies from multiple people. CHP officer Roberto Gomez says that evidence is still being evaluated by investigators.
We did an investigation, and by all the leads and the work from the Major Crimes Unit, THP, and it all just, we were able to find them.
Radamack reportedly has committed crimes, both misdemeanors and felonies, in at least six states over the last 14 years. His current bail is reportedly set at over $5 million. At CHP's Central LA headquarters, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News 97.1 FM.
And the weekend murders of three women in a Beverly Crest neighborhood might be connected to another problem in the area. Craig Figner has more.
It's a ritzy area, Benedict Canyon, with many large homes. And all too many of those homes are short-term rentals. And people who live in Benedict Canyon, they say that they're attracting people who rent them as party houses.
They typically go on till the middle of the night playing loud music, people gathering outside, drinking. They've been a very bad problem.
That is Brian Caden, president of the Benedict Canyon Association, talking with us about the shooting deaths of three women. They were found very early Saturday morning outside of a home that was apparently hosting some type of a gathering. That's what LAPD says.
If somebody had a house, they're going out of town for a month and they want to rent it out to somebody, that's different than somebody who wants to make a commercial venture out of it. And commercial ventures are not zoned in the canyon.
In the wake of this weekend tragedy, he is urging people who live in Benedict Canyon to reach out to the many new members of the Los Angeles City Council to urge them to find a way to control, to rein in, to end party houses. I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
State lawmakers are pushing for investigations into worker abuse in the cannabis industry. Our Emily Valdez has more with a UCLA labor expert.
This investigation uncovered allegations of cannabis farm workers being trafficked, not getting paid, horrific living conditions, and dangerous working conditions.
I think in order to understand what needs to be done, we need to be talking to cannabis workers more, and we need to be talking to cannabis worker organizations like unions, which are actually one of the faster growing unionization sectors in California is cannabis for many reasons.
Robert Cholela is a UCLA labor researcher.
And regulation is really all over the place for many reasons. The Department of Cannabis Control is a small department that is managing many things, including ramping up licensing and things like that.
The LA Times report alleges workers who complained to regulators never heard back. I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Property crime in LA dropped a lot, and it might have been due to the rain. That's the way it looks. John Baird has more.
If you dive into the numbers, you will see that there were almost 8,200 property crimes reported in Los Angeles in the weeks before Christmas and only 6,582 in the weeks after Christmas, which is exactly when the LA area was getting absolutely drenched by the storms. That's a drop of more than 19%. Fewer burglaries, fewer car break-ins, and fewer personal theft incidents overall. And yet, criminologists say, among dozens of studies on the correlation between rain and crime, not one of them shows a link. But the experts say the one variable that does impact crime is temperature. When it gets way too hot or way too cold, crime tends to go down. And in LA, the past few weeks, it has been downright freezing at times. John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And you've probably noticed that your bill from SoCal Gas was a lot higher this month. Consumer Watchdog called for an investigation and says there's evidence the utility intentionally drove up those prices. But Chris Gilbride with SoCal Gas tells KNX that's not true.
So SoCal Gas buys natural gas on behalf of all of our residential and small business customers. And the price we pay is the price you pay. So there is no higher profit for SoCal Gas when we're in this high-price environment.
And Gilbride says prices should go back to what customers are used to in February. That's a good thing.
I showed my cat the gas bill we got, and even the cat was shocked at it.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps. And on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.